75 years ago this month, Beverly Cleary's first novel was published.
Henry Huggins was in the third grade. His hair looked like a scrubbing brush, and most of his grown-up front teeth were in.
Henry Huggins launched Beverly Cleary's career as the author of such best-selling children's books as Ramona and The Mouse and the Motorcycle. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, that first Henry Huggins story was a simple chapter book about an adventurous kid, but it also included a moral dilemma.
Beverly Cleary was inspired to write Henry Huggins because of what she heard from kids when she was working as a children's librarian, as she told NPR in 1999.
Boys particularly ask, where were the books about kids like us? And there weren't any at that time.
I guess they've been reading, you know, about cowboys and astronauts and scientists.
Joe Bonomo has written books about rock music. He's also an English professor at Northern Illinois University. He got hooked on Henry Huggins growing up in Wheaton, Maryland in the 1970s.
He was cool.
And not, he says, in the conventional sense of the word.
He was kind of a loner, but not in a bad way or in a sad way. He made his own entertainment.
Henry liked to go to the pet store.
Henry would wander around by himself looking for ways to spend his allowance.
Best of all, Henry liked the fish.
And that's exactly what I did on my allowance walks. I went to Wheaton Newsstand, then I went to a magic shop, then I went to a fish store. So there's all these kind of neat ways that I identified with him.
The book was definitely of its time. Henry and his neighbors are white and middle class, and more than once he dresses up as a, quote, Indian. Even so, it has never gone out of print. Henry's most important relationship in the book is with his dog, who he meets one day when he's eating an ice cream cone and notices a stray staring up at him.
The dog was hungry. When Henry licked, he licked. When Henry swallowed, he swallowed.
Henry adopts the dog, names him Ribsy, and the two become inseparable.
And they have multiple adventures together until the climax of the novel, which is one that made me think a lot about the meaning of things.
Michael Derda is a Pulitzer Prize-winning literary journalist and columnist for The Washington Post. He says Beverly Cleary's books taught him to read. He has vivid memories of the last chapter of Henry Huggins called Finders Keepers. One day, while Henry and his friends are playing on Klickitat Street, an older boy they've never seen before rides up on his bike and asks which one of them is Henry Huggins. When Ribsy sees the boy, he starts running towards him. The boy calls the dog Dizzy.
A terrible thought came to Henry. Ribsy must have belonged to the boy before he found him in the drugstore over a year ago.
The older boy isn't angry or mean. He just wants his dog back.
They're all good characters, the young man, the dog, Henry. They've all tried to do the right thing, but the dog has a moral dilemma as much as a person. He has to choose between two different masters, both of whom love him.
The kids decide to let the dog choose which boy gets to keep him with a contest. We won't give away who wins, but for Michael Derda, the tension was a revelation.
And it was at that point that I started to recognize that books were not simple stories with always these Disney kind of happy endings where everything works out perfectly for everybody and no one's hurt. That in fact, life is much more complicated and you have to live with uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity.
75 years later, Beverly Cleary's very first novel is still praised for its simplicity and clarity. It was so popular after it was published in 1950, she wrote 5 more Henry Huggins books. The stories also featured a minor character who ended up an even bigger star than Henry. Beverly Cleary gave his mischievous neighbor, Ramona Quimby, a series of her own. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.